Hey, everybody, this is Pete Tsironis with Dots and Bridges, and I am excited to meet yet again with my colleague and friend, Ms. Samara Schulman, president of On Point Consulting. We're going to touch on a topic and an article that we both found interesting over the past week or so. It's great to hear your voice, Samara.
Thanks. Great to be here. I apologize. I'm a little bit under the weather, so I'm not really sure this is the voice I want you hearing, but we're going to go with it for now.
Well, I appreciate that. We will not hold you on this too long. Your perspective is really of interest to me, and I'm sure the audience. So for our folks and audience out there, we have an article that came out on January 17th titled, When It Comes to Cybersecurity, the Biden Administration is Getting Much More Aggressive. And it talks about a number of things that we will hit on here high level and hope that you read it yourselves, because it's something that is both bipartisan and of interest, I bet, to every business, every government entity, every academic institution, not just in this country, but worldwide. So with that, Samara, what caught your attention with the title and the article itself?
So a few things. This is aggressive. It sounds like it's going to be aggressive. It's going to talk about mandatory regulations. This first, it imposes mandatory regulations on a wide swath of American industries. Second, it authorizes U.S. defense, intelligence, and law enforcement agencies to go on the offensive, hacking into the computer networks of criminals and foreign governments in retaliation to or preempting their attacks on American networks. Those are very strong words. And while previous presidents have put out national cybersecurity strategies and policies, and so has this president, this is possibly the first time that we're hearing such strong and aggressive words. I think it speaks to government's recognition of being just very transparent, getting across the point of how important this is to just our everyday lives and how serious a matter this is, as well as how we need to collaborate. We as American citizens need to collaborate with government and vice versa. So yeah, a few things caught my eye with this.
Yeah, I agree on a lot of that. I appreciated as well that the article, you know, talks about you can always have regulation and compliance, but in terms of reimagining how we have to attack this from both sides, being offensive and defensive, I'd like to get your thoughts on that here in a minute. You also emphasized in our call prior was just that this isn't something new, and that, you know, the Obama administration in 2012 had a presidential policy directive, as well as in the prior administration to this one, addressed national security in its presidential memorandum. So folks, this is something that you should be aware of, but also a perspective on what's changing. So with that, Samara, a national cyber strategy, which is not out yet, and we know it's working its way through the process. This article really hits, though, on something that ties back to the infrastructure law, critical infrastructure. You and I always talk about those 16 sectors that are most critical to our livelihood, humanity. Did you find that interesting that they made this mapping of cyber to the critical infrastructure sectors?
I'll tell you what I found fascinating and how they tied that, or at least what I took away from it tying it, is that the previous president's policies on cybersecurity, they made it a note to say that the president's looked at cybersecurity attacks as something that could possibly happen. The difference with this one is that it is happening. Those infrastructures are being attacked day in, day out. I mean, Pete, I don't know if you saw about 12-ish minutes ago, we all just got an alert on our phones saying that two people have been charged in a conspiracy to bring down Baltimore by attacking its energy facilities. I mean, this is real-time stuff. So those critical infrastructures aren't safe. They're not safe with the way that we're running things right now. Right now we're running their voluntary programs where you ask the industrial base to volunteer cybersecurity attacks and different breaches and different things that they don't need to necessarily report. And it isn't working. The fact that it's still happening just shows that something new needs to happen.
And I say for our audience, the good news is while we wait for the strategy, the FBI's National Cyber Investigative Joint Task Force is going to be coordinating the effort. People are still struggling at times, Samara, with, you know, what is critical infrastructure? And again, it's those economic sectors, banking, think finance, think electrical power, water, transportation, telecom that we depend on that are now internet-based in many cases, and that connectivity speaks to everything you just brought up, Samara. So again, I find this mapping of cybersecurity isn't going away. So to close this out in this chat, it does reference about context regarding this strategy. And I always think about the future and this excitement around technology and the connectivity that our world so depends on. But regulation can stifle it. Standards can stifle it. I'm excited, my view, that there's an embracing across both sides of the aisle and that this is important. And that's why we have the bipartisan infrastructure law and the associated funding. What's your take on that in terms of this, not a static strategy and approach, but something that is necessary for our livelihood?
I hope that this stays a bipartisan issue. There are a lot of things that can come out of this. I think we're going to see a lot regarding privacy and privacy issues, which, as we all know in this country, it's one of the most important things about being an American is keeping our privacy. We're going to hear, I'm sure, talk about just capitalism. Making mandatory regulations on industries is, I will be curious to see how smoothly that goes. Something else that this article points out is that cybersecurity is expensive. It's not easy to do. If you want to do it right, you've got to find the right people. So it's going to be interesting how this balances that mandatory need for mandatory regulations and offensive attacks and whatnot that we'll be able to do with that, with just the cost of all of it. The other thing is zero trust implementation, workforce implications. These are all going to be, I think, interesting topics to see when this comes out.
Samara, as always, like me, we share that connect the dots DNA, and you surely did that. I really enjoyed reading the article, and it's one that, again, I hope our audience takes a look at just because I think it tells a great story. And my takeaway from your comments is that it's time to raise the bar, and we have to continually raise the bar, whether it's because there's a new technology out there, you mentioned zero trust, or a threat. It's our livelihood and humanity that is at risk. So I want to thank you as always. I can't wait for our next one. And I hope you feel better, but you do sound great.
Thank you, Pete.
You got it. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.